on QSO any station.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo.
Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo. Mike, this is Kurt in East Greenville. Good to hear you.
For you tonight. You doing all right?
Middling the fair, I reckon, but you might get a different answer if you ask my wife.
No, I got one of those too.
Show, though, I'm just happy to be on this side of the grass and just trying to stay calibrated and rightly grounded.
Yeah. So, where, you say you're in Greenville? In there, can you say again, Kurt?
Yes, sir. About the Sims Library.
I got you. So, let's see, KC6IW, Jeff, you know him?
He might not want to admit to that. He and I had the pleasure of meeting just the other day. He's about a mile and a half from me as a crow flies.
Actually, I think he mentioned you on the net last night, And he was telling me telling everybody that you two had met. And so new at this? You just got your license or you've been at it a while?
I'm fresh out of the wrapper. I got my ticket back in late June, compliments of the Spartanburg Club, and just for one reason or another has been a little bit slow getting on the air, but having a little more success now that I have myself a little shade pole up in the backyard.
Gotcha. It makes it a much better experience when you can get out and actually communicate and listen both ways. That just makes it a lot more enjoyable. But so you said you got your ticket when?
Got it on 25 June of this year.
Good deal. Well, you know, we've got a net here in a few minutes. Why don't you hang around and stick around for the net and check in? And KI4DOS, Gary, will be calling the net tonight. And glad to have you. Glad to hear you on the radio and on the net. And, you know, jump on, stick around, join the rat, you know. Just enjoy everybody's company because there's some really good people on this net. But KO4RNM, I believe it was. This is KO4NUE. And I'm going to say 73s because we've got a net here in a few minutes. And I'm going to clear. So enjoy the QSO. Have a good night and talk to you later.
KI4DOS calling CQ to Blue Ridge to meet your net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary and my location is Easley. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any phone traffic promotions or announcements from them? traffic periodically for additional check-ins. Got a good long group of free check-ins tonight, folks. Folks that use the free check-in. I got W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred. KN4IEI, that's Miss Ivan, there at Traveler's Rest. KN4RJN, that's Mr. John at Brown Summit, North Carolina. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy at Table Rock. And WG4MC, that's Mr. Matt over in Western Greenville County. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's over in Anderson. And KW4TS, Mr. Jim down in Belzer. And let's see here, KJ4HKC, that's Mr. John, he's down in Belton. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Bell in Prosperity. And KO4HKX, that's Patrick up in Penrose. And W2MJB, that's Mr. Mark down in Simpsonville. And his sweet bride, KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy. And KJ4UHF, that's Mr. Jack, he's over in Greenville. And N4MRY, that's Miss Mary. And her husband, Fred, K4RM, they're down in Piedmont. And K4ROW, that's Mr. Richard, he's over in Greenville. Appreciate all these fine folks being with us and using the free check-in function on the repeater. We'll go to Echo Link stations now. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS, Gary, please check in W4MKH, Marshall in Jacksonville. I'm going to try to get 3 in the morning and work the gray line into Australia, so I'll be in and out tonight. Thank you, sir, for running the net.
4 Whiskey November, Papa, landing the Echo Link, Bahamas, in and out.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4MKH, Mr. Marshall, down there in Jacksonville, Florida. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Marshall. Hope you get Australia over there when you get up in the morning and play with the gray line. Hope you have a lot of luck with it there, young man. And KG4WNP, Mr. Landon, he's down in the Bahamas. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Landon. Hope you're down there vacationing instead of working. But appreciate you taking the time to check in with us tonight, Landon. That's all the Echo Link stations I got up, so we'll go to the alphabet now, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena. And my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Riggs. And our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Beck, Michelle, Roland, Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
4 DOS. Good evening, Gary. This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Name is Chad, QTH is Campabella. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa. Her name is Anna, also in Campabella. And she'll be out. I'll be in for some rag chew, Gary. Thank you for calling the net tonight.
KOS. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, KO4, NNH. My name is Fred, Mobile in Piedmont tonight. Sympathy to you, Gary, and Miss Joy, and all on the net. I will be negative and negative tonight.
F4DOS. Again, K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment.
4 DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband, Rick, KK4DMW. And their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down in Piedmont.
Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And KO4NUE, that's Mr. Chad and his sweet bride, KO4RYP. That's Miss Anna. They're up there in Campobello. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Chad. Tell Anna we said hello, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while. And KO4NNH, Mr. Fred, he's mobile down there around Piedmont tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. And K4OSH, Mr. Pat, he's down in Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Pat. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Got another EchoLink station up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Lima, Alpha, Zulu. Jim down here in Simpsonville via EchoLink. Negative and negative this evening. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
And I would like to say good evening to KK4LAZ. Mr. Jim down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Let's move up to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
And Whiskey November for Sierra, Chris and Lyman. No traffic, no cheer. Good evening to you and all the net.
Each night, I just happen to be the lucky one in the hot seat tonight. We do appreciate you checking in with us, Kurt. Then I got WN4S. Mr. Chris, he's up there in Lyman. Appreciate you being with us. Chris, I'm here doing additional stations. We're back through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. On up to the Uniform through Zulu group, U through Z. For the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Papa 4 Zulu Victor Mike ZBM 10 in rear, and I'll be negative and negative tonight here.
KI4DOS. I'm out of tune, but I got to call a sideband in here in a minute. This is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, Rusty and Moore. No traffic, no comments tonight. Thank you.
Negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on the net.
4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KB4ZVM. Mr. Dan over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dan. And WU2T, Mr. Rusty over there in Moore. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rusty. Go ahead and secure at your leisure so you can call your other net. And K4XB, Mr. Tommy, down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Hey, EchoLink stations again. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hello, Gary. If you will check in, KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Gary, to yourself and all the net. Check me negative and negative, and Gary, do you tell me story that we say hello? KA4PQA.
And they would like to like to say good evening to KA4PQA. That's my buddy Stephen down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. I will relay your message to Joey. Going back to the alphabet, we'll go to the front of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta, A through D, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler over in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative at night. Thanks for calling the net, Gary.
Sounds like me and you are only ones in that group. W4CTW, Mr. Tyler over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
India 4 Delta Tango Yankee, KI4DTY, this is Daniel and Taylor's.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4DJW, Mr. Dave over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello, and I will relay your message to Joy. And also like to say good evening to KI4DTY, Mr. Daniel over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Daniel. Let's move on up to the Echo Through Hotel group, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Everyone on the net, this is November 4, Hotel Charlie in 4HHC. Warren and Taylor's negative and negative tonight.
4DOS. Please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative tonight, Gary. Thanks.
DOS. Please check in and out. Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Yankee Victor. That's KO4EYV. Name here is David. I'm mobile in Clinton, South Carolina. 73. Have a good night.
LS. I don't know if I'm out of turn or not. I just walked into the shack. I saw it was 20 after 9. Please check in. Kilowatt 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walt, Lake Bowen, and Edmund. I'll be negative and negative, but, well, I'll stick around for a little ride, too.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to N4HHC, Mr. Warren over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Warren. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry, up there in Candler, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. And KO4EYV, Mr. David, mobile down there around Clinton tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. You be careful out there on the mobile. And K4OIM, that's Mr. Walt. He's up there at Lake Bowen in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. Be back to you for some comments in just a little while. Additional stations, Echo Through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the Ever Patient group on Wednesday night, which is India through Lima, I through L, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Hello, Kilo 4. Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. It says 73s for each one of you.
DOS. Please check in and out. Kilo Oscar 4, India Sierra Golf, KO4, ISG, Danny, over here in Gastonia. Good night and good net. 73.
Yes. Hope you enjoy your well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you, Gary, and Joy, and everyone on the net. No traffic, no comments.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
DOS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. That's KO4JKV. My name's Duncan. I'm up here in Asheville, North Carolina. No traffic, no comment this evening, and 73 to you and everybody on the net.
4 DOS, this is Whiskey 1 India, Mike X-Ray, Doc in Townville. Negative, and we might stick around for a little ratchet.
K4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there at top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And KO4ISG, Mr. Danny, up there in Gastonia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Danny. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid, up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Hope you're doing well. Glad to hear you back on the air. I've asked about you several different times, but we are glad you are back home and hope you are continuing to recover. Also like to say good evening, KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight. Larry, tell Donna we said hello. And KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan, up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. And W1IMX, that's Doc down there in Townville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Doc. Be back to you for some comments in just a little while. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. And she's on the phone with our son, Anthony, KI4DGY, up there in Charlotte. We got him via telephone relay. Additional stations, India through Lima, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Kilowatt Echo 4, India Romeo, Steve and Inman, and I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KE4IR, Mr. Steve, up there in Inman. Steve, you won the door prize tonight. You made number 50 on my log. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you're doing well. Let's open it up to the big group all the way through the alphabet. A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. And Kilo November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, Stephen Inman. And I'll be negative and listening in tonight.
DOS. Could please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73 to everybody on the net.
KI4 DOS. Check in and out, Whiskey 4, Mike, Hotel Echo, Melvin in Hendersonville. And please check in, Kilo Zulu 4, Papa Alpha Mike. KV4PA, my wife Pam. Hope you're doing well. 73s to you and everyone on the net.
DOS, please check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Juliet Oscar, KO4HJO. Marion, down in beautiful downtown Seneca, South Carolina. Over.
For DOS. 10 Alpha Echo 4, Bravo Mike. 84 PM, Ben, down in Charleston.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KN4VWA, Mr. Steve, up there in Inman. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. And W4, yes, Mr. Melvin, and his sweet bride, KZ4PAM, Miss Pam. They're up there in Hendersonville.
Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Melvin. Tell Pam we said hello. And KO4HJO, Mr. Marion, down there in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Marion. And AE4BM, Mr. Ben. And Ben, I missed where you're located. Give me your location again, please, sir.
Location is 30 miles outside of Charleston. 30 miles outside of Charleston. Roger.
That is a trip. Appreciate you coming in 30 miles outside of Charleston tonight. Got some good propagation tonight if you're making it in from Charleston. But we do appreciate you being with us. Come back anytime, as often as you can. We'd love to have you. I have a different net controller each night. Net starts at 9 and runs until we get done. come back as often as you can. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. This is Alan, Kilo November 4, Victor Yankee, KN4VVY. I'm Mobile in Malden, and no traffic. No comment, 73.
Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie, 1 Bridger. Not tracking, not coming, 73. 4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KN4VVY. Mr. Allen, mobile down there around Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Allen. You be careful out there on the mobile. And WA4KC, that's my buddy Warren over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Juan. Tell Carolina and the rest of the family we said hello. And Juan, your audio is way down. I don't know if you're on a different radio or whatnot, but just wanted to let you know that you are not booming in with your audio like you normally are. But we do appreciate you being with us, and we got you in the log. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Most everybody for the time being, this is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. Thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chute portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item up on the swap net book is for sale. It's an MFJ 962D. That's a manual roller inductor tuner. He would like $200 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Cushcraft A3S. That's a tri-band beam antenna, 10, 15, 20 meters. He has a CDE44 rotator and control box with 85 feet of control wire, and he would like $500 for all of it. Does anyone need any fields?
KOSK4OIM.
Go ahead, Walt.
Gary, I'm going to drop the price on that down to $450 for the antenna and rotator and control box. And if I don't sell it for that by next week, I'm going to go ahead and I got a couple of buddies going to help me. I'll get the thing together and up on the roof.
We got the price dropped to $450 on the Cushcraft A3S. The CDE44 rotator and control box and the control wire, correct?
Terry.
Does anyone need any fields? Looking for, I got a fellow looking for the modules for a Kentek 555. He said, working or not? Does anyone need any fields? Them up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-140S. He has the West Mountain DSP filter, a Maxcom multi-band dipole antenna, and he would like $500 for all of it. Does anyone need any fields? Him up is for sale. It's an Ameritron ALS-600S. That's an HF amplifier with the switching power supply, the manual, and the box. He said it's in excellent condition, and he would like $1,000 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Come up, it's for sale. It's a Yaesu FT-767GX. That's an HF transceiver. He would like $600 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a NISBE DG503. That's a digital SWR watt meter. It covers 1.6 to 500 megahertz. It's a 200 watt SWR watt meter. Covers HF and VHF. It's 12 volt. He has the box and the manual, and he would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Here to see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. 4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item up is for sale. These items are from a Silent Keys estate. These items used to belong to, they still belong to his wife and daughter. K4YNG, Mr. Fletch Parker over here in Easley. He has a Kenwood TS990S HF transceiver. That's a 200-watt transceiver with a Heil HM12 desk mic. He would like $5,500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an EQ Plus equalizer. He would like $200 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a W2IHY 8-band audio equalizer and noise gate. He would like $125 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an MFJ989D. That's a Versa Tuner 5. That's a full legal limit roller inductor tuner. He would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. He has three MFJ490 menu-driven memory keyers. He would like $140 each for these memory-driven memory keyers. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Buddy Pole Deluxe HF antenna with a carrying case. These folks that want to do you know, like summits on the air or something of this nature. This is a good antenna for that. I've been told I have not used one myself, so I don't have any comments on that. But it's a Buddy Pole Deluxe HF antenna with a carrying case and all kinds of goodies in the bag. He would like $200 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Cubex Mark III. That's a three-element cubicle quad antenna. He would like $850 for it. Does anyone need any fields? They're coming up are from another Silent Keys estate. These belong to W4AKG, Mr. A.K. Gray, that just passed away recently. He has an ICOM IC7300. That's an HF transceiver. He would like $850 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC706 Mark IIG. This transceiver covers UHF through 160 meters, and he would like $600 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Items up, folks. I've got three transceivers here. Do not know if they work or not. He was working on one. He has a box of tubes and a circuit board in there. I don't know if he had already installed those or not. But it is a Kenwood TS830S. He has the tubes that are already in it, and the tubes in the box and the circuit board. And they would like to get $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Coming up is for sale.
It's a Kenwood TS-520S. I don't know if this transceiver works or not, but they would like $350 for it. Has anyone done any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-520. He's got a 520 and a 520S. And here again, I don't know if either one of these transceivers work. They would like $350 for it. Does anyone need any fields? And we're going to put on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Kenwood MC50 desk mic. They would like $60 for it. Does anyone need any fields? To conclude the reading of the swap net book, appreciate all you fine folks stay around and listen to the reading of the swap net book. We didn't have anyone to list any items tonight, but if you listed an item, if you find, sell, trade, or buy this item you are looking for, if you'll let me know, that way I can keep my book straight over on this end. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to rag to you? Call KI4DOS. First up on the clean, shiny, dry stump, and that would be Mr. Chad, K-O-4-N-U-E. Chad, I'll get your call out in a minute. What have you and Ms. Anna been up to?
Gary, not much. Not going to hang around long. I just wanted to say hello to you and everybody on the net tonight, and went up to deer camp today. And made a few contacts on HF, and visited with my cousin for a little bit, visited with Mr. Rowland, and then came on back this afternoon, and not much going on here, I guess, but I just wanted to drop by to say hello to you and everybody on the net, and hope everyone's doing well, and that's about all I got, Gary. Just wanted to say hello.
You stayed in and hollered at us a little bit. If I'd have known you was going over to the deer camp, I'd have rode over there and visited with you and Chris. He might not have wanted me over there to visit with me. I don't know. But, no, I'm glad that you were over there and got to visit a little bit with Chris and Roland. I guess it was Chris that you visited with. I don't know. It might have been one of your other cousins or something. But I'm sure you had a wonderful time over there. It's always peaceful and quiet, relatively quiet at any rate. We'll put it that way. For those noises that you heard the other night, I don't think it stays very quiet long, does it?
Tonight, it gets pretty noisy sometimes. Other nights it's relatively quiet, but it seems like every time I have a noisy night, I can hear right at dusk, I can hear the three owls. They'll start chattering and talking to one another. And most of the time, not all of the time, but most of the time, that usually means there's gonna be a lot of stuff going on at night. I've never really been able to figure out why, but it doesn't happen all the time. It just happens more frequent when I hear the owls. So when I pulled up to the cabin this morning, they got a big oak tree right there in front of the cabin, about 25 yards away. And it was a really big bird that when the truck came out of the woods into the open field there, he flew off. And I don't know, he probably had a 24-inch wingspan. He was a decent-sized bird. I think it may have been one of the owls. I'm not sure. I just got a brief glimpse of him, but he was absolutely gorgeous and took off down there at the swamp, and I lost sight of him when he got down to the swamp. But I'm hoping that's one of the owls that I listened to. But I certainly think they're all connected somehow, and I'm convinced that when they start talking and chattering, they're raising Cain and chattering because I'm there. I mean, that's just, you know, me in my own mind. But most nights it's pretty pleasant to listen to. It gets a little uncomfortable sometimes when the coyotes come through. But they don't hang around. They just let me know they're there, and then they move on. And then 30, 40 minutes, you know, I hear them way off in yonder. But I did walk the place today looking for big cat prints, and I just haven't seen any. I will definitely keep my eyes out, but I did pick up some bear track today, and a lot of raccoon tracks. Got a muskrat back up at the pond, so I'm gonna have to deal. But other than that, I decided to make a few contacts on the Tintec. Kind of got distracted and picked up one of the QST magazines and just kind of lost in the beautiful weather and sat under the shelter and started looking through some of the QST magazines and just had a wonderful day. I mean, it was just beautiful.
But you had a good time, Chad, and I said thank you for inviting me over to your place over there. It is really pretty, and it's really nice, and it is quiet, but it does get noisy. I understand that, and I would like to have seen that big bird. I don't know what it might have been, whether it was an owl or something else, but at least it didn't fly into the side of your truck, which I guess is a good thing. But anyway, I'm glad you had a real good time with it and everything went well.
So I appreciate it, Gary, and I appreciate you letting me be a part of your conversation tonight. I enjoyed it as always, and I appreciate it. I'll let you go and move on to the next one, but like I said, just want to say hello to everybody. And so far, the maybe mountain lion and I know bear that's there hadn't got me yet, so I'm not worried about the rest of them. But if y'all don't hear from me one night, you know something got me. So this is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. I enjoyed the Kiso, Gary. You have a good one, sir.
Friday, Chad, will you tell Anna we said hello? And if I don't hear you one night, I'll give Chris a call, and me and him will come down here, go hunting for you, make sure you're all right. But y'all take care. Have a great evening, what's left of it, and a wonderful day tomorrow. And again, we enjoyed it. It's our pleasure to have you talk with us a little bit tonight, as always. You take care, and we'll say 73 for now. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI-4-DOS.
KI-4-DOS, this is KO-4-RMM. Kurt, I'd like to, please check in Whiskey Echo 4 Alpha Uniform Bravo. That's War Eagle 4 AUB Auburn. John from Marietta, Georgia.
That's KO4RMM, bringing along with KE4AUB, Mr. John in Marietta, Georgia. I just noticed John was up on Echo Link there, Kurt, but I do appreciate you relaying him in. And, John, if you would like to come in on Echo Link, go ahead there, sir.
KI4DOS, this is Kurt, KO4RMM again. On behalf of John, he reports via text message he's having some issues with his microphone, but can listen and did hear the last part of the rag shoot.
Well, we do appreciate it, and thanks for relaying him in and all of that. I'm sorry he's having problems with his audio on his Echo Link. Normally I get the text messages, but he hadn't sent a text on Echo Link, maybe. I don't know if you're texting with on the telephone or not or whatnot. But again, we do appreciate you bringing that along to us. Were you going to stay in for Rag Chew there, young man?
I'll stick around for a few minutes. I'm just a newbie here. I got my ticket on June the 25th, and as I spoke with Chad a little bit earlier before the net, I've been having some issues getting in, but I got a J-pole installed, so it seems to be, I have done the trick here as far as finally getting on the air. And I'm just tickled to death and enjoying everything. This is my second night on the net, and it's addictive in a good way. I was just enjoying Chad's report there as far as the goings-on in the great outdoors and his deer camp there. My wife and I are owl aficionados. We love those birds. And I live in suburbia here just off the Pelham Road in Greenville, and we have a decent KO4 RMM. I went over time there. I'll try to keep it short, but we love owls. We see a good bit of them here just off the Pelham Road in our little subdivision. And they're very present, and occasionally they'll show themselves, and they're very impressive flies of the air. They are extremely quiet.
Glad you came in and talked with us a little bit. Come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you, and don't let the microphone bite you. Well, it won't bite you. Don't be afraid of it. I can remember my first time I called a net. I sat in front of this microphone, and I was sweating bullets. There was a puddle of water underneath me when I got through with a net. But, you know, once I got started, once I got into it, everything just kind of settled down. And, you know, I found out nobody was going to fuss at me if I got a call sign wrong or anything like that. So don't let that sort of things slow you down. As Mr. Ray Allison, K4SUG, he's Silent Key, he said, your ham license is a license to learn, which made a whole lot of sense to me. He was a very good Elmer to me and a whole lot of other folks that are out there in radio land, and he will be sorely missed. But, you know, we can't really fill his shoes, but if there's anything we can do, all you have to do is just holler at us. If we can, we will. If we can't, we'll let you know. We'll try to find somebody that can. Anyways. Something's wrong with your radio again, Gary. Right at the end of that last transmission with I believe it was Kurt. You had a lot of static on it, and the audio just dropped way down. They'll try something else. Is that any better? I have to quit buying them Harbor Freight batteries, Gary. Walt, to be honest with you, I've got rechargeable batteries in here. I like the batteries, but they don't seem to hold up very long in my microphone. I'm going to have to go back to the other type.
I just thought you would like to know because it was sounding awful there at the end of that, not the last transmission, but the one before it. So go ahead and continue, Gary.
Appreciate it. And if there's something not right with my signal or my transmissions, I can't hear myself. So if somebody out there in Radio Land hear something that's not right, holler at me and tell me about it, and I'll see if I can do something about it. For RMM. Kurt, you got anything else for us tonight there, young man?
So new, I try not to do too much talking. Something that has to do with 2 ears and one mouth. Just me and my wife here living off Pelham Road, but just loving radio, loving ham radio. Everybody's good people out there, and I really appreciate Walt doing the net last night.
rescue doing it tonight. Just attached another 75 via coax to the existing length of 75 feet. I was just kind of curious as to what effect this is going to have tonight. I heard a lot of dead air at first. I was getting nervous until people started coming in there on the net.
Didn't have too bad of an effect on it as far as that goes, but it, you know, the longer run of coax you have on VHF and UHF, the more loss you have. It's not as critical on HF as it is on VHF and UHF, but you're not hurting a bit over there, Kurt.
Sounds great, Gary. Don't really know what else will be much interest or import for everybody else listening on here. I'm just a pudgy middle-aged dude, just trying to make my way in the world, kind of like those owls and those bears and that mountain lion over there, this jazz deer camp.
You mentioned your wife liking birds. My wife likes birds as well. I think that's something that more women have in common than us feller folks. You know, we like to go out hunting, and you know, we shoot ducks and geese and that sort of thing. The wives don't necessarily enjoy that all the time, so I'll leave it at that. But glad you were able to come in and talk with us a little bit tonight. I think you said something about the Spartanburg Club or something. I didn't catch all of that when you were talking to Chad, but the Westcars have a test session the third Saturday of each month. We just had one this past Saturday, and so it'll be the third Saturday in November. If you're I don't know what your license grade is. If you're just a technician and are you ready to upgrade, we have the test session at 940 Grove Road over there at the Red Cross Building in Greenville. The third Saturday, it starts at 9 o'clock.
I copy that third Saturday of the month at 9 o'clock. That might just interest me. I'm just starting to study for my general at this time, and I don't see any reason why I can't go ahead and burn a little oil and make that happen. Getting back to our birds, I'm an alumnus of Auburn University, and while I was there, I actually was an eagle trainer. I got to work with the eagle, the golden eagle, the Tiger Six, while I was there. That was a very interesting experience, once in a lifetime, and if anybody'd like to know a little bit more about that, I can try to dig into my memory and tell a few vignettes anecdotes about that.
I'm talking on the other microphone or trying to. Oh, man, you got too many microphones in front of me. That's real interesting, and I'm sure if there's other folks that are interested in that, they would like to pick your brain, and they will probably get in touch with you about that, Kurt.
Situation where you don't realize what sort of impact it will have on you until years later down the road, but I guess it's not too often you get to hold an adult golden eagle on your arm or see it flying down the football field headed right for you for those few ounces of horse meat you're holding in your hand.
Hey, I would love to see that again. I was fortunate enough to get to go to Alaska one time, and I got to see some up there, and they are just absolutely marvelous animals, and I could sit and watch them all day long. But some of the folks up there in Alaska along the coast there said that they dive bomb them every once in a while, you know, to come down and get fish or whatnot. So I don't know if I'd want to. That size of bird coming down with the talons coming towards me or not, I don't think that would be a good feeling.